Good morning. 00 hours. Clear, clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear, clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear, clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear, clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, clear, clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear, clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, clear, clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, cloudy, cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, cloudy, cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, cloudy, cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly, partly, sunny, sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly, mostly, sunny, sunny. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny, sunny. 59 degrees.
This is KFA Delta Uniform Golf. So what's a good place to eat at the Taste of Ann Arbor?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Sunny, sunny.
60 degrees.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny, sunny. 64 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny, sunny. 66 degrees.
F8CW Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny, sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny, sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny, sunny. 67 degrees.
Right, QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. Everyone is most welcome. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system. For adding new features to the repeater, I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, pedestrian mobile.
Whoops, sorry, kind of was bad.
This is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
SBE, Dave, I have you, and there was a double. Would the other station come back, please?
Sorry about that, Pat. Mike, KE8PWB, pretty quick in and out.
You too. Mike, we'll start with you, and then we'll move on today to Dave. KE8PWV, good evening. How are you tonight?
Not too bad. A little hectic on the mobile right now. Something just popped up with work. Good day. Gosh, weather just a little cool today, but overall, what a beautiful day. Not much going on ham-wise recently, but probably listen around for the round, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you very much for hosting that. We'll catch everybody next for KE8PWB. I'll be monitoring. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, for checking in. Drive safely. Next up is N8SBE. Dave, how are you this evening?
This is N8SBE, and we're a pedestrian mobile. Absolutely gorgeous weather here in the neighborhood. I actually went out for a walk a little earlier and walked all around the neighborhood. And, they've got all the power poles up over here on Gray Lake, and they've got the wiring all up on top of the poles so far. So at least DPE has made that much progress, but I haven't seen them doing much else in here since. But they all said they were going to be done this year, so I guess we'll see. back to Nick.
Hey Dave, have a great walk. It is beautiful weather out there, isn't it? So before I ask for the rest of the check-ins, I have some astronomy news for folks. There was a major solar storm yesterday, and spectacular northern lights or aurora, apparently visible all the way into the southern United States. So you might try tonight, if it's clear, after about 10:30 at night, when it starts to get dark, to go out and just see what you can. So with that, we'll move on to Echolink stations. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please check in. We heard, so any and all stations, please call Net Control now for the W8UM net.
This is that. Oh, Bravo 6, November uniform.
Hello, Bravo 8, Oscar, India, Sierra.
Bravo 8, Tango, Oscar.
Good to hear people. I was afraid it was going to be a short neck. Net. We have W8SU, KB6NU, KB8OIS, and ACATO. So let me start at the top with Matt, W8SU, followed by Dan, KB6NU. Matt, good evening. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. I wish, wish I'd known about the aurora. I guess that's the problem with my Facebook having been disabled is I can no longer see people posting about it and know to go out and look, but I suppose, and I guess we need to send Dave the purple crystal for the holding down the push to talk there while walking around. And I noticed that your audio and some other people's audio is pretty low. I'm wondering who's coming in, if they're only coming in over RF or some of the stations are over Echolink, because I wonder if between Echolink and RF or if it's just people's radios don't have quite the same mic gains up or what, because you seemed like you were okay, like when we tested a while ago, but some people's audio now seems low and other people's audio seems to be probably what you expect to see, so it's a little bit weird. Anyhow, thanks for running the net, Pat. So we're going to take you back to it.
Thank you, Matt, for the audio report. Apparently I'm banging in on Echolink, but we'll see what others have to say. You were weak and scratchy, weak and scratchy. N8SBE and KE8PWB were pretty strong. So we'll see what other people have in terms of audio strength. Next up is Dan, KB6NU, followed by KB8OIS. Dan, good evening. It's been a while. Welcome to the net.
BHYGSI, the net, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone. I thought that HF was going to be a total disaster tonight, but I got on and it makes a couple of contacts pretty easily on 40 meters CW. So I don't know. I guess maybe it's just up and down. I did notice the signals were kind of more up and down than usual, but as far as HF conditions go, not too bad at all, at least right now, because of the solar flare. And with that, back to you. This is KV6NU.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan. I would say the reports I've seen said they weren't sure there would be much tonight, but I guess yesterday, Sunday morning, it was quite spectacular. But they weren't sure what was going to happen tonight. So only one way to find out, and that's to go out and observe. So next up is KV8OIS, followed by AC8TO. John, it's been a while. How are you doing?
KV8OIS. Pat, it hasn't been that long. I think I checked in just 2 weeks ago. Not much going on. The repair group will probably meet on Tuesday. You know, we've got some unique radios that have come in over the last 2 months. We had a torn EB receiver that the group repaired, and then we received a donation of a Collins. I guess it's not really a Collins, that's the name of the company, but it's associated with the Collins, 390A URR, I think, receiver. So the group is maybe halfway with that, so a lot of progress has been made upstairs, so things are looking pretty good. Back to you, Pat, and everybody else, KB8OIS.
Thank you, John. Yes, you're probably right 2 weeks ago. I just, you know, my memory is failing as I advance in time. Is there any news on what field day operations will be like this week, this year? Any plans on that? Back to KB8OIS.
Well, I was with Peter. Peter's part of the repair group, so he was up in the shack. As far as I know, everything's a go. We're just waiting for final approval from the university. Last year, we moved from the Washtenaw County Fairgrounds to North Campus in the parking lot across from the Ford Robotics Center. So all the paperwork was submitted. We're just waiting for approval, which I assume will probably come Monday. The university, as you're well aware, doesn't do things in a very timely manner. So I suspect Monday or Tuesday we'll get an email, hopefully with our approval.
That's great. Well, thanks for all your effort in organizing it. And if it's clear, we'll drag out the solar telescope and see what else we can do. So finally on this first round through is AC8TO. Don, any news tonight?
Thanks, Pat. AC8TO, John. Not too much. I guess I missed the aurora. I'll maybe take over from up lake. Yeah, I've noticed the disrupted HF, at least on FTA. I've been struggling a bit, at least on the higher HF bands. I guess I've not been as lucky as Dan, but I'll keep trying. Not too much else new. Kind of switching gears from the main academic year to the summer and trying to figure out what step to work on. So that's about it for me, ACTO.
Thank you, Don. Good to hear from you as always. That completes our first round of check-ins. Do I have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
This is KE8BZJ Mo. Good evening.
KE8BZJ Mo, and I believe you were doubling with another station. Would the other station come again, please?
You just wanted to ask my signal is there now. I apparently had the radio on half a watt instead of like 1 or 2.5 watts. It was on low instead of medium.
You're much better now. Full quieting. No bacon in the background. So with that, let me move it over to KE8BZJ. Mo, how are you this evening?
This is KE8BZJ. Doing well this evening, and it is beautiful weather outside. I'm in the kitchen, though. Break the time real quick. Interesting topic at the Thursday night Livonia Maturity Club net was how to get new amateur radio operators interested in the hobby. And I was thinking with Field Day coming up, that might be kind of a fun thing to bounce off folks as, you know, they're stepping away from the operating stations and trading places. It's, you know, there were maybe 20 of us on the net, and I think there were 20 different ideas thrown out. It was a lot of fun. And with that, I'll pass it back to Matt.
Thank you, Mo. It'll be interesting to follow up on that, and I hope someone who's better placed to do it than I am can do that. Let me issue one final call to shorten it tonight. It's beautiful weather out there, so go outside and look at the stars if there's no Canadian smoke in the middle. Do we have any new check-ins and rechecks? Any new check-ins and rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
N8PN, Ron, Swing.
Was N8PN Wayne, if I could. Feel free to correct me. Go ahead, please.
Handle is Ron, Romeo, Oscar, November. No real comments too much tonight. I did try to do a little HF today. Went out and tried to do a POD activation this morning. The bands were horrible. I was able to succeed on 40 meters, but that's about the only band I could get to work today. Back to net. NATN clear.
Thank you, Ron. Well, it's good to know. That's interesting confirmation that something was happening on the sun as it was affecting the ionosphere. So with that, it's now 15 minutes past the hour. One final call for new check-ins and rechecks. Please call Net Control now.
WD0DCF.
D0DCF. Larry, good evening. Did you see the aurora last night or early this morning?
No, I did not. And everything's pretty much having some problems here, but I did not see the aurora and doing a lot of listening, as you might imagine. Back to you.
Thank you, Larry. Good to hear from you. And there were reports that it was seen as far south as the Gulf and Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America. And just might be worth going out tonight, closer to midnight, and seeing what you can see, if it's clear. So with that, I think we'll close down the net, 17 minutes past the hour. We had 9 check-ins, plus myself, for a total of 10 stations on frequency. After a slow start, things picked up. So with that, we'll say goodbye, and we'll look forward to talking with all of you, same time, same frequency, next Sunday. Have a good week, folks. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening, 21 hours.
Mostly sunny.
64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees.